This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday, September the 6th, on the air with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara has fallen and she can't get up.
Literally.
In a manner of speaking, yes. She went for a run on Saturday and fell down, broke her leg. Not in one place, but in two places. So she didn't enjoy Labor Day, but we were here before you and enjoyed Labor Day. Hopefully you enjoyed Labor Day. You didn't get caught up in the storm. The storm wasn't so bad once it got north of New York City. It wasn't actually that bad. New Jersey, Washington, Richie, you didn't get much in the way of
action. No, I was actually on the Chesapeake Bay as it was hitting. Down, if you went all the way out to the beaches, they had some big rain and big waves.
Yep. Well, it was a good we actually are getting a little bit of rain right now left over from the storm where I am in central Massachusetts, but nothing that even comes close to what the news media said was going to happen. And we all give a pretty harsh and tough on the news media most of the time. They deserve it. In this circumstance, really hard with the meteorological stuff, even as precise as it can be down to hour by hour. I find the hour by hour weather forecast that I use on the farm to be pretty accurate, frankly, within an hour or two, in terms of rain or other elements that will affect one doing what one is supposed to be doing or wants to do. There was a lot of coastal racket from Mother Nature over the last week or so, starting with the hurricane as it went into the Caribbean and up into the Gulf of Mexico, and then almost like turned 90 degrees and blew across northern Florida and up the coast there. The Carolinas had a tough time with this and into southern Virginia, but then, it's okay. Everybody's okay. A couple of people, I think, got lost in the storm in the Carolinas, but as far as how things were yesterday and today, it's okay. But this time of year, you expect that sort of thing, because that's, in case you haven't heard the gossip, folks, hurricane season usually a little tough in mid to late August through September to early to mid-October. That's when things are toughest. So that's the way it is down on the farm and everywhere else. Speaking of down on the farm, a lot of farmers over the weekend went to hear Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton because they made competing Labor Day pitches. They were in Cleveland yesterday. The situation, well, you see how Ohio is important. Donald Trump appeared to be moving away from his hardline position on immigration. He says, "I'm all about jobs now." Here I am again. I'm getting off message because it so bothers me to hear or to watch or to read the way Donald Trump is described in the news media. It's always the billionaire or the real estate mogul or something like that instead of Donald Trump. We all know who Donald Trump is. Why do you have to flavor it, color it? I don't see any of those characterizations that fit maybe Mrs. Clinton. Like, for example, the obviously sick Mrs. Clinton from yesterday. She had a hacking, coughing fit when she was speaking. And so, well, actually, here's what it sounded like.
And I want to thank Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us. I've been talking, so... Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
So, okay. So she had a coughing fit. I have these things on the air, not with frequency, but I have a bronchial condition. This summer has been very dry on the farm, and it has irritated the inner lining of my bronchia. And so bronchitis comes up. Under the circumstances, she has perhaps the same. I don't know what she's got, but all the people say, she's too sick to be president. That's, you know how silly that sounds. It really does. Hey, when are we going to get to the damn issues? I don't hear any discussion about the issues. Issues. Let's have some issues. Issues, issues, issues. A kind of interesting conversation. The important conversation. The kickoff to the fall campaign about issues. There was a poll conducted this past weekend. I think the poll was conducted the day of his speech on immigration in Arizona. The way people have been talking about this, you know, the reaffirmation of his promise to build a wall, that sort of thing. The underscore here is that young adults seem very divided. This was a focus on young voters and what they're interested in. They seem divided on immigration issues, for sure. Most young people oppose deporting all immigrants who are in the country illegally. That's something nearly half of young whites say they support. Young people across racial and ethnic groups favor creating a pathway to citizenship for otherwise law-abiding immigrants who currently live here in our country illegally. So that includes 85% of all young people, including about 9 in 10 Asian Americans and Hispanics, along with 8 in 10 whites and blacks. I don't want to make convenient pathways to citizenship for everyone coming across, but we need a broader, more tolerant policy, said Claire Sheldon, 29, of Boston, who's white, plans to vote for Clinton. You need a path for people who are working and who work harder than I do. Young people overall, looking at this poll, supportive of greater efforts to secure the border, but by smaller margins and with a greater division among different racial and ethnic groups. 61% of all young people, including 66% of whites, 65% of Asians, 57% of blacks, say they support increasing government spending on security and enforcement. That's interesting. Young Hispanics are pretty evenly divided when it comes to whether to spend more money to send. I mean, this is pretty obvious stuff. But what I found interesting, 69% of young people are opposed to building the wall. So the reason this is important is because they're looking for these younger voters to get out and vote. We don't get the young voters out to vote. This could be a miserable in terms of people getting out to vote. It could be miserable returns. One of the lowest, the interest rate by people of all ages is one of the lowest that I can remember in my lifetime. Because they're both such bad candidates. What do you get excited about? You don't get excited about it. So I think, as a matter of fact, we've had enough conversation about it. 15 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, we have the 17, actually 18 after the hour, 2020 News Cruise question coming up in a moment. Other political news from around the world. Angela Merkel got some bad news. She's at the G20 summit in China. Her party, the Christian Democratic Union, came in third in her home state, beaten by a far-right party that was only founded a couple of years ago. Party is called the Alternative for Germany. They came in second to the Social Democrats. The center-left Social Democrats formed a big coalition with Merkel's center-right in 2013. We have to close or to protect our borders, say. See, what is going on with the borders and immigration exacerbated in Europe by the situation of all the immigrants coming from the Middle East, and more of them have gone to Germany than any place else, and people have reacted to that. And I think there's going to be a lot of that here. If Trump gets close to winning, it's going to be because of this sort of thing, and the fact that he knows how to, or he learns how to play it, because the way he's playing it now isn't quite right. But as the poll just indicated a few minutes ago, if he tweaks his message a little bit, there could be some tough times for Mrs. Clinton. I think it's immigration. The immigration feelings in our country, I think they're stronger than ever, frankly. All right, 20 after the hour. Time for our 2020 News Quiz question. Who has just been declared a saint by the Pope, and why was this choice unusual? 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. The prize is a copy of this wonderful book, Life is Good When You Do the Work.
And just to be clear, the answer is not you, right?
No, it's not, Rich. Thank you. Okay. No, it's not.
I just want to clear that up so we didn't get a bunch of calls. You know?
Okay, yeah. 888-302-3684. What person just declared a saint by the Pope, and why was the choice unusual? 888-302-3684. 20 after the hour, the 2020 News Group question. Get the answer before 20, before the next hour.
You know. know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Melissa Etheridge is diving headlong into the marijuana business. Her company, Etheridge Farms, soon be making cannabis
Etheridge
products.
Farms.
Etheridge Farms.
It's a little bit like Pepperidge.
Etheridge Farms, making cannabis products available for California medical patients. I'm very seriously thinking of doing it. I'm talking to some people now about doing it on my farm, frankly. It doesn't mean that I have to smoke it. It's a product that's going to be sold.
It will, though. It's a gateway.
It's a gateway.
It's a gateway crop.
I'll burn it and the cows can smell it. So she says she's in the process of branding these things. There's a balm that's so good for muscles and arthritis. I have my own some edible marijuana things, some oil, cartridges, just entering the market with what I've learned in the past 10 years about cannabis, wanting to bring a product to America that's focused on health and on wellness and how important this plant is to be used in our medical system.
To make a boatload of money.
70 years ago, it was on pharmacy shelves. Now it's time to get it back to that. Is she somebody that uses, do you suppose?
Yeah, she's a breast cancer survivor, and she said 10 years ago when she had breast cancer, she realized that a lot of stress and other factors in her life were contributing to the cancer, and she started using the edibles and the oils, and so she's kind of become a devotee ever since then.
Right. She's going to open dispensaries in Oakland, San Jose, and Santa Cruz.
Can't meditate.
Maybe she needs something to help her meditate.
I think she does meditate now. I think because of that.
All the time because she's constantly high.
Yeah.
Is she?
No. She's not like Snoop Dogg.
All right, so she has a release of her 14th studio album scheduled for October 7th as well. It's called Memphis Rock and Soul, which is a tribute to Stax Records. Isn't it interesting that she's doing that?
Cool.
We played a little clip of that a few weeks ago.
That's right, we did. Yes, I remember that.
And that's a little tease for what's coming on the album. Yeah. I think it's going to be great to hear it with a full band. She just had the acoustic thing.
All right, next up in the music news department, Fifth Harmony's Camila Cabello apologizing to fans after leaving the band set early on Friday when they were playing in St. Louis because of anxiety. Local reports have her leaving the amphitheater after performing Boss with several songs left in the set. One of her bandmates blamed a wardrobe malfunction on the moment, although she never came back again. She told Billboard she started having anxiety problems last year. Quote, I was having terrible anxiety nonstop. My heart would beat really fast. 2 hours after I woke up, I'd need a nap because my body was so hyperactive. I was afraid of what would happen to me, the things my brain was telling me. I realized the stuff I thought was important isn't.
She didn't see Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, right. Get a little
yep. Can help her.
Pokey pokey. All right, also in the musical news, Alicia Keys' husband, Swizz Beatz, record producer, music producer. How'd I do? All right. Is
that
all right?
Was good.
Perfect.
All right, Swizz Beatz. I threw his support behind his wife after she took criticism for not wearing makeup at last week's MTV video. Are people this shallow?
Oh, yeah. She's gotten so much.
Are you kidding?
Online. Yep. She's a naturally beautiful girl. And she didn't wear makeup, or if she did, it was very minimal. And she didn't. She looked very natural. She looked gorgeous anyway.
People don't have enough in their lives.
Put some makeup on. I'm going to just say it. I'm with them. Put some makeup on.
Really? Well, that's because you wear makeup.
Really?
Yes.
Jen, I'm surprised you would say that. I mean, why should we be forced to wear makeup?
We shouldn't be forced, but it's a trend, and she did it first.
When you Google Alicia Keys, the first search result is Alicia Keys, no makeup.
Yeah.
Really?
Wear no makeup to the grocery store, but when you're going to an award show, I mean, come on. Put on some lipstick. It's not going to kill anybody.
No.
Just maybe the rabbits it was tested on.
Yeah. Maybe that's what she's protesting. 28 past the hour.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com. Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, want to dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 855, 1-800-959-5795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Time's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It's McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington because Kara Schillen broke her leg. So here we are at looking at the realities of the world after Labor Day. This is the busiest time of the year. From now until Thanksgiving, all kinds of work's going to get done. People are focused, not on vacation. Happens only twice a year. Once in this period between now and Thanksgiving, and then after the first of the year until Easter. So with a focus on that, excuse me, think about it for a second. Oh, by the way, I want to repeat the
You all right, Mrs. Clinton?
I wanted to make sure that everybody's paying attention.
Got my attention.
I'm allergic to you, Rich.
You're just now figuring that out.
My heavens, isn't that funny? Anyway, the 2020 News Quiz question concerns a saint just declared by the Pope. Who was the person just named a saint by the Pope, and why was this choice unusual? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. If you haven't won before in the 2020 News Quiz question, give somebody else a chance to work it through. This should not stump too many people, especially if you went to church this past weekend, right? So come to the aid of all good Catholics who just heard why the Pope decided to pick this lady as a saint. Some people agree, by the way, and some people strongly disagree with the choice. I find that interesting. So anyway, why was the choice unusual? Who was declared a saint? 888-302-3684, 888-302. Doug, got till 20 before the hour to get that right answer. Okay, so I was talking about how this point in the year, between now and Thanksgiving, and then from January 1st until East, well, some people say Memorial Day. But when you get right down to brass tacks, we have a lot of time. Lots of people grumble about how hard they work. They don't get paid enough. Well, because yesterday was Labor Day, and this was Labor Day weekend, there were a lot of studies and statistics about employees and employers. Now, this past weekend, 41% of employers had some staff working on Labor Day. 41% of employers had people working yesterday. Americans, according to the stats here, are taking less vacation time, and they're taking more work home. The ignore vacation trend has been more than 15 years in the making. When workers do leave the office, 35% say the internet, email, and cell phones have increased the amount of time they spend working. 41% of Americans didn't take a single vacation day last year. I'm one of them. 55%, but I did it by choice because I choose to be here every day that I am physically able, because that's just the way I view the hosting of this program and have for 28 years.
Just the way it is.
I take the program with me to lots of different vacation spots, even though it isn't really a vacation. It's time away. It's different. It's just, I feel good about starting my day with you, frankly. 55% of Americans didn't use all their vacation days last year. More than a third of employers require employees to work on Thanksgiving, and nearly 2 in 1 organizations will require some employees to work on Christmas or on New Year's. This is from the Economic Policy Institute. They put this data together. Let's see, what else does it show? While workers produce more, pay isn't increasing at the same rate. Middle class wages are stagnant. Wages of young college graduates have been declining. Let's see, what else do I get out of this? Nearly all countries around the world going through the same thing. But the U.S. is different in that it offers no paid leave for parents. That is, more people are working depending, well, I shouldn't say that, because in some places like France and Spain, people are not working as hard or as much, Italy as well. But for the most part, countries around the world are working harder and not getting paid much more. But here we are very unique for being supposedly the number one country in the world in many ways. No paid leave for parents, that is when you're having a baby. Let's see here. New Zealand, France, Spain, Russia. Russia offers 14 weeks of maternity leave, paid in full for most people in the country. The Family Medical Leave Act gives 12-week job protections for workers in our country, but no pay. So that's the survey, as a survey every year by the Economic Policy Institute as to how labor relations are, how labor and working conditions are, what's different this year from last year. So are you surprised or not? 888-302-3684. Speaking of the phone number, let us see what we can get out of Paul, who is... Richie, I'm moving my little... There we go. Okay. Paul's in Tampa. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
I am awake, as you are.
That's a good thing. It would be very difficult to have a conversation with you in your sleep, unless you talk in your sleep.
Well, I'm on my way to work.
What do you do for work?
I'm in sales, and I leave this early to beat the traffic. Yeah. The highways are pretty coagulated. If I leave a half an hour later, it takes me another 40 minutes to get to work.
Did you hear the survey? Did you hear the results of the survey that I just spoke of?
Yeah, I kind of did. You know, it's like I don't know. I'm thinking when you mentioned Russia, I'm thinking, well, there's probably so many people that they don't have on work for the 14 weeks that they have for maternity leave. They probably, the people count on that for their employment because they're hoping for a population explosion.
Well, it isn't that. I was just curious as to another angle here. You said you leave. I know a lot of people who, especially in Los Angeles, leave early so they don't have to sit in the traffic, and they get to work before they actually are supposed to, and they start work when they get there. And that's a part of the whole traffic nuance in Tampa, where you are, and Washington, where Richie is, and in Boston, where I am. Every major city now has so much traffic congestion. There are a lot of people. I was talking about a fellow a month or so ago who leaves. He lives in New Hampshire, and he lives in Boston. He leaves his home at 4:30 every morning and drives to the bus in Manchester, takes the bus from Manchester to Boston, gets to work at 7 o'clock, a little before 7. He's not supposed to be there until 8, but he basically starts work when he gets there. He gets done work at 5 o'clock, catches a bus at 5:45, gets back to Manchester to the bus lot at, I think, 7. Takes about an hour and a quarter to get up there, and then drives home. So he has what basically is a 14-hour day and gets paid for 8. I thought that was, and there are a lot of people who are going through that. I'm wondering if you're in that same circumstance, Paul, that I described.
Well, I'm not allowed to work until it's time for me to work. You know, we had off a couple of days for the because of the hurricane, Hermine.
Yeah.
And one of the things they said in it was, you know, you're not allowed to work from home.
Why do you not allowed to?
Absolutely. Not allowed to work from home. I don't know.
What is that? How do they keep you from working if you want to work, if you have your all your devices there? You
know, if they find out, if you're using, you know, access to things from home, or you're calling clients and stuff like that, they'll, you know, if they find out, you're in trouble. You're not allowed to.
Really? What company? Do you mind telling us what company it is?
It's an international company that bought a smaller company that I work for. And that's the way the thing is going. You're only working the hours you're supposed to work.
Isn't that
so what do you do when you get to work?
And I work 60 hours a week.
Yeah, what do you do when you're there and you're not supposed to be working? What do you do?
I read, I listen to, music, but I usually get there about, an hour or 50 minutes, depending upon what the traffic is.
Hold on just a second. If you're listening to me on your way to work, why don't you listen to me when you get to work? You'll be able to learn something.
Yeah, that's true. can I stream you on the computer?
Yeah, of course you can. Richie, how does he you can go to DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.com, TuneInRadio.com, StitcherRadio.com, Blog Talk. You can go all kinds of places.
It's almost impossible not to stream us.
Yes, exactly.
Work.
You can't escape.
Impossible not to. Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know, Paul. All right, so what's the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question about the person just declared a saint?
That was Mother Teresa.
Right. And why was it unusual? Why was it an unusual choice?
Well, usually a saint is canonized because I was raised a Catholic. I knew the Mass in Latin when I was in second grade.
Wow.
Which dates me. Usually when someone's canonized a saint, it's because there has to be a miracle attached to their name, to their life. So that's what makes it so unusual, because there wasn't any cut-and-dried miracle attached to Mother Teresa, something that's totally unexplainable, something that would come from, you know, some people might say supernatural. Other people would say it's because of the deity. And that's the reason that a lot of people are saying, well, she doesn't necessarily deserve sainthood. But taking care of as many people as she took care of in these times, that's a miracle in itself.
I think you're right about that. You really, so you're not an active churchgoer these days?
Not necessarily, no.
Mm-hmm. How do you practice what it is that is important? How do you get yourself, and I think maybe I'm asking because you may have answered it already. A lot of people, it isn't worshiping so much, but when you have that time like you do, you can use it for the same sort of thing. I'm going to send you a copy of a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work, a lot of inspirational essays. I bet you'll take that to work and read it before you actually start working. It's that kind of a book. I think you sound like the kind of guy that would.
There's a gentleman that works with me, and he's a deacon in his church. And it's not a Catholic church, it's a Christian church.
Yeah.
And, he and I have talked religion a lot, and I'm not a practicing Catholic, but my faith in God is very, very strong.
Yeah.
I thank God when, for the things that I get. I pray to God for the strength to endure the things that I need to endure and get what I want. Nothing comes very easily.
No.
And despair is quite easy to, especially in today's economy, despair is something that can sneak into your thoughts and your being quite easily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not productive. That never accomplishes anything.
It doesn't, and so you've got the right attitude. When you see some of the things in this book, I think you'll find it to be most helpful. They're very stimulating conversation. Listen, I'm pleased to have had the pleasure of your conversation, your company. Nice to meet you. Hold on just a second. Richie's going to take care of you. Appreciate your listening to A Good Day. It's 47 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for Law. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Whey and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Whey, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. More stories when it comes to technology. We have expertise here like you wouldn't believe. I am, in my household, the expert to go to when it comes to technology.
You're the only one in your household.
Because I'm the other. Thank you, Jennifer. All right, so in a moment, how to get the most money for your old iPhone. Those of you who have the bendable iPhones, this is a good way for you to get your money back. I spent a little bit of time over the weekend at the Verizon store getting my old, I had a new flip phone, but it didn't work, so I had to have another flip phone, and now it's working wonderfully. Everybody relax, it's okay, I'll be fine. Flip phone world. But I did want to... I got to find out how to use my smartphone to record things on. Like, as if I was recording this broadcast, Rishi, how do I record on my flip phone?
You don't. You get a smartphone.
I can't do it on my...
No.
I don't mean flip phone. I can do it. Can I use it on my Samsung 6 or 5 or whatever I have?
You can record it there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
You can do everything with that phone.
Thank you.
You should use it now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
Just try it.
All right, so we'll figure out how to help you get the most money for your old iPhone in a moment here on the program.
Huh. I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale. Oh, man! And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payment is $13.89 for $50,000 finance. Example down payment 7.8%. Most finance through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
Are your hands itching for that new iPhone? It's going to be out, what, Wednesday of this week? Who's going to be
the big announcement?
Line?
The big announcement comes on Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. So, in the meantime, let's see. Rich's playbook has him turning in his iPhones every time the new one comes out. But that's right. Not it for everybody.
I have two iPhone 5s I'm about to post on Craigslist. And as soon as the new iPhone 7 comes out, my iPhone 6 will go on Craigslist, too. And
so how much can you get back for them?
I can get 150, maybe 200 for the iPhone 5s on Craigslist. They're in perfect condition. I have the boxes, you know, the original wrapping. And I'm not sure about the iPhone 6 yet. I'm thinking I can get 300 for it.
All right. So, Victoria, how does that square with your research on what to do and what people are doing with these old phones?
Well, the reason that you want, if you can part with your iPhone 6, then before the 7 gets announced, or the 6 SE, whatever they're going to call it on Wednesday, then you can get, if you have a 16 gig iPhone 6 in good condition, Walmart's trade-in site is offering $200. That's the going rate. And if you're on Glide, which is another trade-in site, they're offering $326. So there is an $88 fee that runs with Glide. So you're still going to be ahead of the game versus Walmart.
Why are they charging $88 fee?
Whatever they're
it's
giving
just
you.
Whatever they're.
Okay, so now I think I can get more, because if Walmart's giving you $200, that means you can get $400.
And if you have the box, and you
got that, thanks for coming to Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, excuse me.
And like Rich was saying, if he has the box and all the original packaging, everything, that does sometimes help as well. If you have a 128 gig iPhone 6 Plus, the 6S Plus, that's ranging from $450 to $567 in resale.
Wow, now, that's what I have actually.
Well, here's the thing: you should get that listed on one of these sites before the 7th, which is Wednesday, the big announcement, because Glide says they're expecting a 15% decline in pricing as soon as that new phone gets announced.
You know, so here's what I'll do. I'll sell my iPhone 6 Plus while it's hot, activate one of my iPhone 5s, use it until I can get the 7.
Well, that's ideal. If you're someone who doesn't have an old iPhone 4 or 5 sitting around, what you can do, resale sites like Gazelle and Nextworth, they offer you a 30 to 45 day grace period. So you sign the contract, you agree to a price, and you still have another 30 days to 45 days to actually send the phone in, and there should be pretty much no layover time then to get the new iPhone in your hands. So that's probably the way to go if you're not like Rich and you don't have.
So what's my
backups?
Samsung Galaxy worth?
Nothing.
No, because the new Note 7 came out and they're the hot thing on.
They're the exploding ones, right?
Yes, that's the exploding one.
Yeah, all right. Good. It's worth nothing?
Well, I mean, it's probably worth
nothing. I'm joking.
Like 25 cents.
Yeah.
Right. Scrap metal.
It's 59. Thank you for your optimism. 59 pass.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.